This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Jerry, you ever seen the movie The Other Side of Darkness?
No.
It's about this woman in a coma. Well, I couldn't finish watching it, so I want you to read this.
I, Cosmo Kramer, having just seen the movie The Other Side of Darkness, and not wanting to be in a coma like that lady in the movie, hereby want Jerry Seinfeld to remove my life support, feeding machine, lung blower, etc., etc., etc.
Can you do that for me, buddy?
Well, I don't know if what you have here constitutes a legally binding document.
Well, I'm gonna type it up.
Hey, welcome back here live with Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess. And we're talking tonight about the unhappiness quotient. You know, you always hear all the time people telling you, be happier, you should be smiling all the time, your life is great, you got it all, everything's there for you, you know, rainbows, unicorns, happiness, smiles, woo. But you know, sometimes you just don't feel like it. Sometimes you feel like life is kind of just, you know, giving you kind of a bad rap. You know, your cards that have been dealt have been kind of difficult, and you feel like you had a lot of setbacks and failures in your life. And you wonder, why are they telling me to be so happy? Why? Why can't they just talk about themselves? Why can't they figure it out for themselves? Why do they have to make me happy? So tonight we're talking the unhappiness quotient, 1 to 100. 1 being you are the happiest person on the planet because nothing has happened to you ever in your whole life. 100 means, wow, some bad stuff's happened to you. You know, you've had a lot of setbacks, a lot of failures. You've had a lot of losses, and you've also had a lot of breakups.
You need to do like Cosmo says and just, you know, cut it off. Just unplug the machines.
Yeah, pull it like you're starting a mower.
That's right.
You know, that's exactly it. You know, and sometimes we got to deal with it. If you want to live, you got to deal with it. But we all go through these things. And I mean, I know that our listeners have been through a lot of stuff, just like we have. You know, Dano earlier, last segment, talked to us about his score was a 32. Last week, he was thinking it was more like 25, but it's a 32.
So it turns out that maybe he's a little unhappier than he thought he was.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to change my score too, but I was told that no changes are allowed.
Yeah, well, you've come up with a score. It's your score. You can't change
it. Besides, you didn't even do your homework in the first place, and you can't go back and change it now.
Well, it's not my fault the dog ate it.
Oh,
I did see a piece of paper, and we still haven't been able to get in touch with anybody at his home. We're still waiting to do that. And we have them on standby, but we hope to get them on the phone live later on here in the show. So we're talking to Bill.
Yes.
Billy boy. We've talked about his. You thought probably at the beginning you were going to have like a 25, right? That was last week?
I thought 26.
26.
But it turns out to 28.
So
I was pretty close.
Bill has a 28. Okay, 28. So let's talk about 28. We talked about you had one setback that didn't go into any of the other categories, right?
Right.
So let's move on to the loss category. Now, what we're talking about tonight is losses. That's loss of loved ones, okay? Not losses of other things. You didn't lose your keys. You don't add points.
Right.
So, you have a lot of losses in your category?
I've had two that are still kind of, you know, affecting me. Well, one is affecting me right now.
It's currently affecting you.
See, my grandmother, now she hasn't passed away.
Right.
But she's in a bad way. And, you know, basically, I mean, her body is still breathing, but she's no longer there. That type of thing.
Oh, jeez.
And
God bless you, Bill.
Yeah, you know, I mean, and we all love her, and
I remember you telling me about the situation.
Yeah.
And it's got to, and I think that's a side note, is for everybody listening tonight, when you're going through something like this, when a family member is dying, when all these things are happening, it's not just about that. It also colors other parts of your life. I mean, because you're thinking about it on a constant basis, right? Don't you think about it? You're like, I wish I was there, or what am I doing, or I'm working so much, I can't get there, I hope she's okay, all
that
kind
of
stuff.
And she lives out, you know, in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
So there's really nothing I can do about it.
Oh, wow.
Even if I was there,
that's
know?
Even harder.
So,
because you feel like you're kind of like your hands are tied.
Yeah, and my poor uncle, who is really manned up, he cowboyed up and he moved in with her, and he's basically her caretaker.
Good job, uncle.
And he's not necessarily a spring chicken.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, and it's really been a burden on him, but bless his heart. He's been stepping up, but you know, that kind of weighs on me. It's like, you know, gee, I wish there was something I could do, but I got enough on my plate here.
Yeah, you do. So, I mean, if you don't know Bill, if you haven't seen Bill in action, because I know that you hear Bill, but you don't really see Bill, you know, Bill works really hard, and he's up here at all hours of the night. You know, he's taking care of this show. He's doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes that, you know, most people don't even realize are even a process. And for that, kudos. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to break my arm, pat myself on the back here.
Ooh, I'll do it for you. So let's talk about failures. Let's talk about that. And there's 3 points per each. Did you find that you had several failures?
Well, the one failure that's really kind of still affecting me. That's when, of course, you know, I'm going to school right now.
Yes.
To finish my degree. Well, the reason I'm going to school to finish my degree right now is because I didn't finish it in the first place.
I know what you mean. A lot of people going through that now. A lot of people listening have gone through it. And most of us normal human beings have done that. So you're actually redoing, basically, rewriting a failure. Really.
Rewriting a failure. You know? And that's something that I regret, you know, is not finishing what I started back when I was 20, 22, 23. And we haven't got the time to really go through all the ins and outs of that. But
we'll probably get to some of that later on here on another show, because I know it's going to directly evolve something that we're talking about here in the future.
Yeah.
So let's talk about breakups. Those are 4 points.
Well, and I really got to kind of, you know, watch the time here, because last year up until October of last year, wasn't a good year for me in the romance department.
Yeah. Well, Bill, you've told me what's up, and we're very close. So, you know, we talk about our family and our stuff and everything that's going on. And I know.
But besides last year, and this is one that you know about, the one big breakup in my life, I was engaged, we were about to get married, then all of a sudden it just crashed and burned there thin. So I counted 4.
You had 4.
4 kind of, you know, big breakups.
So that's 16 points right there.
That's the majority of my score right there.
Okay, so your majority was on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm going to talk about that later, because I had a majority of 1, too. I actually didn't, one of them, I didn't even have any of them, or at least I won't count any of them, because I don't believe that they're still affecting me. But one, I had a lot of them. I was like, wow, I mean, I can't believe this. So now I understand, because also a breakup, especially when you're getting engaged, you're already engaged, you're going to get married, something like that, it's like being jilted at the altar. It can really change
things. That's really how it felt, and I'm still dealing with it, to be honest with you. I mean, I can't lie. I mean, it doesn't stop me from living my life.
Right.
But I'd be lying if I said it wasn't still affecting me.
It's like so all y'all listeners that are listening right now, everybody, all the prospective listeners out there, you know, it's just like going through a divorce, too. I mean, I would consider that, a big-time breakup, a divorce. And a divorce takes a while to get over. It takes a lot of time and a lot of, inside work and a lot of personal work to get through that, because it's a jilting, and it just changes everything.
Just a quick tip to our listeners, Ashley, from the School of Hard Knocks here. Don't buy the house until you've signed the marriage certificate.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, it's like, what is it? Okay, that's a different one. Don't buy the cow if the milk is free. Okay, yeah. I got that. That's different. But the one, the house thing, definitely important, unless you don't care if you're living in it by yourself. Right?
Huh.
Yeah.
Or actually, it was the other way around.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to tell you that story when we're off air.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about that later on. So now we got Bill. Bill's at 28. Dan's at 32. And let's talk about me. Yeah, let's talk about me. I really thought I was going to be about a 20. 25. I really did. I thought I was going to be like a 20, 25. I thought this was maybe even less. I really thought maybe less. Like the first time I thought about it, I was thinking, okay, 12. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe. Yeah. That wasn't right. I was off on that. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that later. I don't know. Maybe I'll keep everybody hanging here for a second and talk about the scores. But, you know, it was really difficult for me to really, you know, accumulate my score. And thankfully, it wasn't too easy to remember the setbacks. You know, I guess I see my present setbacks, but really nothing behind me setbacks. You know, and with regards really to the losses, I remember every person that I've lost. I love them, and I think about them often. You know, I really appreciate their help in my life now and then, and I'm really blessed to have them in my life, even now, even when they've already passed. I don't know. It's some I had in my life for 15 years or more. Other people that I lost, I had in my life for maybe 3 months. And I also think about my furry relatives. I think about my pets, you know, that I lost. And I love them, You know, and I love them to the day. I still love them, even when they've passed. And I think that, you know, an animal, a pet, is also a loss, a definite loss, and that's a family member. So stay tuned, and I will divulge my unhappiness quotient number. I don't know if it's too high or too low, but we'll talk about that later. And start thinking about your numbers. Start really thinking about it, and think about where that kind of puts you and how that makes you an authentic being. So stay tuned. And Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in, you know what, we'll be back in, okay, we'll be back in two shakes.
Situation number four. You're breathing on your own, you're conscious, but with no muscular function.
Well, would I be able to communicate?
I don't see how.
Yeah, I don't like the sound of this one.
Yeah, let's pull the cord.
Yank it like you're starting a mower.
Moving on. You have liver, kidneys, and gallbladder, but no central nervous system.
Well, I gotta have a central nervous system.
Okay. One lung, blind, and you're eating through a tube.
Now, that's not my style.
Boring.
All right, you can eat, but machines do everything else.
I'd stick.
Yeah, stick. Because I could still go to the coffee shop.
That's right.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the jakebike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the jakebike.com to order yours today. That's thejakebike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. Thejakebike.com.